COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello and welcome to the White Noise Podcast, episode 3!
Wow!
Racking him up.
This week I'm joined by Max Smith.
Hello there!
Tom Looney.
Looney! 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 Looney!
Ryan Locke.
Ryan! Ryan! Ryan!
And Ethan James over in the
Hello.
How are you, Ethan?
Oh, I'm just buzzing my tits off today.
You are, really? Aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
They're all over the place.
Oh, so much energy.
I'm trying to swat them off. Get your tits off. Get your tits off.
Bloody hell. Yeah.
But they do help produce honey.
Mm. Bees.
And great content.
Yeah.
Thank God for boobs.
I had a wasp on my shoulder yesterday. And it was just there. And I was watching its little stinger just going up and down. I thought, oh, don't do it. Don't do it. And I just flicked it off.
It's mad that the power you've got over a wasp.
Yeah, and
is that a power dynamic you enjoy?
I don't enjoy it. I don't go around skipping about going wee.
I think because I've not been stung by a wasp in a while, I've developed a fear for it now. Mm. They come near me and
you're scared because you haven't been stung.
So when you had just been stung, you were like, oh, more.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I
used to be well scared as a kid, and then I got stung like twice in a day.
Same.
And then I just didn't care for them. Didn't care for them.
I think I've only ever been stung once, but I'm not really scared of wasps.
I don't think I've ever been stung.
I got stung in the neck.
Yeah.
And then after it stung me there, I went to swat it away and it got my hand as well.
Are you kidding?
Fuming.
How bad does it hurt? Because I've never...
It is painful.
Is it, yeah?
Well, I got stung when I was a kid, so I think you hurt more when you're a child, especially when your parents don't.
Horse slide bites. They're not great.
Yeah, they're not good.
Yeah. Ethan, ever been stung?
Stung? Oh, only on one of those paedophile sticks.
It's true. It's why we can't show his face on camera. But... You reform now, aren't you? Well, no, you vote reform.
I used to be really scared, but once I got stung.
I got stung twice on the same day.
It's me. I just thought they were getting two angles. We'll turn your mic off again, Ethan, I think.
Have you ever been stung at sea?
Yeah, I've had a jellyfish sting.
Jellyfish.
Yeah. No, I don't think I have.
No.
Yeah, I got stung by a jellyfish. And a weaver fish.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, that was a bad one. It was just thrashing about in the sea in Wales.
Yeah.
And it's that these little fish that...
Why were you thrashing around in the sea?
I was young, you know.
Attention seeking.
Having fun in the water. and then it's a little tiny fish, and they have on their back, they have what do they call it? It's got like a fin. Yeah, but they have these little spikes, when they feel threatened, they put it in the foot, and I felt it go. And I was like, that's not great, that's sore. And then I was like running. My mum was at the top of the beach, and I was like running back. And as I was getting further, my leg was going numb, and then I like fell over.
Oh, wow.
Ever had anything bad happen on a beach in Wales?
Yeah, I've had a few things, mate. I think the worst thing was I lost trust in my friends.
Right.
Yeah. Probably the worst part of my trip to Wales.
Hey, Max, was this before or after you sat in dog shit?
Hello, sir. Please, have a seat. Sit down, Max. Yeah, sure. Sure, Stephen. Of course I'll sit down to watch your magic trick, was it?
No, it was you laugh, you lose.
Yeah, you lose, yeah.
So funny.
Bloody hell, yeah. I didn't laugh, and I feel like I lost.
Tom laughed.
Yeah.
In fairness. I don't know what Stephen was supposed to do there, because he saw the dog shit and basically saw an opportunity and invited you to sat down. To sit down.
You fucking idiot.
Oh, he turned this around.
It took a few months, but egg on your face, mate.
We planned this. We knew this was going to happen.
So bloody worth it.
Oh, so diabolical.
Can wash that shit off now.
I've had to keep going back to top it up.
You've been doing it yourself. We know. We know, mate.
Apparently dog poo makes you go blind.
If you eat it.
Really?
What?
What?
I heard if you ate dog poo, makes you go blind.
Yeah. There's the posters where if you got it in your eye, then it could give you a really bad infection. Like you'd see those out in the park say, pick up your dog poo.
Yeah. I don't think there's like a chemical in it that makes you just like lose your sight.
Is. Yeah, I think there is.
Really? I thought it was for the infection. Well, fair enough.
I don't know. Yeah,
don't go eat
maybe
dog
I'm
poo.
Wrong. Maybe
don't
I'm
eat
wrong.
Dog poo.
I very rarely eat it.
Yeah.
What have you been up to this week, speaking of which?
Great question, Stephen. Glad you asked.
Feeding dogs your poo in a revenge attack.
Yeah, so, yeah. Just been leaving them all over the city. what have I been doing? Working. I think this last week's been my first proper week.
Wow.
Of just getting back into it.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah. It's good. It's good seeing the comedians on stage.
Any favourites you have at the moment?
Oh God. Just Dean was there.
Dean Coughlin.
Yeah, he was very good. Great value for money.
Nice. You have to pay.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I've not made a cent.
And the penny in
dollars.
You've had your pants down, mate. That booze come out.
Yeah.
Clean it up, new boy.
New boy.
But you're new to that place.
There's loads of new people.
Oh, so you're not the newest?
Not the newest.
You're the new shiny thing.
There are a lot. I'm already so old.
Already a veteran.
Since you joined, quite a few people left and then they had to fill.
No, so when I joined, apparently I joined because like four people had left.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been like a firing spree at the old Frog and Bucket.
Wow.
And you thought, this seems like a good place to work.
Yeah, but you know, I just don't get involved with the politics.
Right.
I'd get there, I'd put a shift in, I do my job,
nice.
And then I leave content that I've done okay.
You ever thought of doing that, Ryan, on the pod?
When I get shit, yeah, of course.
Just putting a shift in, just go, I've bloody worked hard today.
Yeah.
Just because you're sweating doesn't mean you've worked hard on the podcast.
I'm actually not sweating that much today.
I am. Sweaty boys on this side.
Jesus.
I never sweat.
I don't think I sweat. No. I don't think I've ever sweated through my clothes before.
You'd have to move.
Before.
No.
I think
wearing dark colours.
The way people sweat when they sit down. So, egg on your face, mate.
Yeah? Not egg. Pussy sap. I think we've mentioned that in the podcast. I'm not weird. Tom's got
have
pussy
we mentioned
sap on
the, his I don't car. Think we have mentioned the pussy sap.
Shit. Yeah.
Do you want to mention it now?
Yeah, my car's covered in pussy. Park under a tree. It just drips all
just
over my
popping
car.
Popping off, yeah.
It's very thick.
Yeah.
Mm. Very thick, very sticky.
I think he's making this more sexual some. Than it needs to be, you know?
Inside the house is dry.
Ryan.
Yeah.
People were asking in the comments last time, will you be having a... what was it last time? What summer was it?
Slutty summer.
Yeah. Are you going to have a slutty summer for 2025?
Oh, no.
Really?
I don't think I will be.
Well, we're kind of into the summer now, aren't we? A bit.
It's definitely spring.
Yeah.
Is anything sprung?
No. No, there's nothing going on down there.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Lifeless.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. No, probably not going to be a slutty summer. Not really. Yeah.
So after last year's, I'd say failed attempt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know, I didn't even try last year.
Oh.
Didn't even grow up.
That was you just hibernating, just ready to pounce this year.
Ready to not do anything this year either.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You were at a party though at the weekend.
I wasn't not at
for
a party.
We got told you were at a party.
It was honestly. Not a party. Okay. I popped to the pub to have one drink.
You do that quite a lot, don't you?
I do that. Yeah. Yeah.
On your
but
own.
But I'd finished work at the Cube. Wait, oh no, when was this?
You probably
this
were working.
Is fucking
Saturday,
raveling, isn't it?
Saturday. Oh, it was Saturday. Yes, I was. I did have a shift at work. And then I popped to the pub afterwards. And then I just bumped into people that Dave and James used to live with. And they were all going out for like someone's birthday.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I was just chatting
you
to them
get,
for
you
a bit.
You didn't get on, get on the WhatsApp and say,
it's all
lads,
popping.
Lads, it's kicking off.
A bit of a scene going on here. Yeah.
Bring your pussy
wagon. Well, I wasn't going to go out with them. I didn't really want to, so I didn't.
I was gagging for a night out on Saturday.
I'm fucking
Saturday.
Desperate for it. Yeah. Absolutely really? Desperate.
We were all together drinking.
Miserable.
Yeah, I'd love to go out.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, without Ryan, what's the point?
Yeah. So that's the way you guys all got together. But didn't
yeah, but that wasn't really a party. That was
a few hours of drinking and dancing. Yeah. It's not a party.
A few party games, but well, just games, I guess.
Yeah. We were just games.
Just games. Mm. A few hats.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't invite you. I didn't think to
get down
as soon as possible.
That's okay. So what have you been up to?
I started playing tennis again.
Yeah.
Got my racket fixed and I'm back out there on the St Mary's courts in Prestwich.
Wow, is that an advert? Have you seen a fucking advert?
I don't think so. That's great. £8 for 2 hours.
That is cheap, isn't it, Tom?
He wants 20%.
I fucking need it, mate. Yeah? Jesus.
Yeah, been playing with my housemate, Chris. Spanking him up and down the courts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nice.
Bit closer. Tennis.
Yeah, so I've been doing that. It's been nice.
A lot of love in that game. Yeah. Yeah, Saturday night.
That's great. That's
really
good.
It was ace.
Yeah.
You do it
there. I thought you couldn't play football anymore because of your dodgy ankle or something.
So I am currently out of football.
Right. Is tennis not...
I'm able to protect myself a little bit more. I'm just desperate to... Fair. So I had my nose surgery, so I missed like 3 weeks because of that. And then I came back to football. I got injured within 5 minutes, sprained my ankle. So I'm just a bit like, you know...
To be fair, cabin fever in tennis, you're not getting tackled, are you?
Yes, yeah, you can rely on other people not contacting with your ankles. Yeah. So, struggling down the left-hand side because I can't, you know, commit fully.
Oh, if Chris is listening now, he's just got some great intel.
I came in his front room and Chris was watching like mentality videos for tennis. It's really in my head now because he's watching this Spanish guy talking about, you know, maybe you're on the other side of the court and you're thinking to yourself, you know, these thoughts are getting in your head. You're thinking, I'm such a loser. Yeah, when I see Chris now like talking to himself, I just picture him going, he's such a fucking loser.
You're speaking in Spanish.
Yeah.
I like the mentality in badminton where I just convince myself they're gonna fuck it up. When they're serving, I just go, oh, they're gonna hit it into the net. Then when they don't, that's when I'm in trouble. Then when I actually have to play, big trouble.
I really like the mental battle of like in, you know, a sport where you're on your own.
Yeah,
I like being in the trenches. You know, you're down break points. You know,
I prefer being on my own to being paired with Joe McGrath.
Yeah.
That is a handicap.
Is this like tennis doubles or
this is badminton?
Badminton doubles.
Oh. He was a real pain to play with.
That performance down in was it not Wilmslow? Where was it? Macclesfield.
Yeah,
that was an all time performance.
Yeah, he faked his shoulder being dislocated.
Why?
He was just not having the best of games. And he was eyeing up getting home from the get go. Oh. He got there. He was complaining about the drive whilst driving. Lo and behold, he was behind me on these windy roads right at my arm whilst complaining about the drive.
Right.
Bear in mind, it's like 25 minutes to get to Salford from where he is, and this was like half an hour.
Yeah, it was five more minutes. Then he turns up, and he's just a menace. He is. And then he decided to put his glasses on, and that's when I realised he looked like Alan Carr. And at that point, I was gone as well, because like my doubles partner is Alan Carr, and I couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, and I did not play well that day, but he was just comical.
That's what kept him going. He's going, Tom, your shit, Tom.
Great fun though.
Yeah, no, it sounds it. Yeah.
Yeah. I bought badminton shoes. I haven't used them yet.
What's the difference between a badminton shoe?
It's
and
just
a regular
the
shoe.
Sole.
Yeah.
It's for like sports halls.
Yeah, nice.
Like more grip.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, that's enough about badminton.
Do you fancy a bit of badminton, Ryan?
I don't think it's really for me. Badminton. Yeah. I need to get rock climbing shoes though, because they're like a fiver every time you go.
Rock climbing shoes. Just use your bare feet, mate.
Just use your hands, mate. Who needs feet?
They're nature shoes. I think we pay you by word. I genuinely think £1 per word. Yeah. We can make a saving here.
Yeah. What do you want me to say to that?
Oh, that's a fiver gone.
Something. Do you know what? The improv king can't be coming up with the phrase, what do you want me to say to that? That's
to be fair,
scandalous.
Though, it has sparked some great conversation.
Maybe just me annoyed at him.
Yeah.
We had Cameron Green on last week.
Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't stop talking.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Cut his segment as well. That was one of those where Ethan said afterwards, His segment went on for a while. I was like, yeah, it was
that's
shit.
Classic Cam.
So classic, yeah. Classic
it was Cam. Dog shit, his segment. It was awful. If Cameron, if you're watching this, it was awful. You dare to say the Green Party has to go. You dare to say what was his other thing? Something about obscene green.
I feel like Cam's segment was too much on us.
Yeah.
It was.
And it was
completely
like,
shirking responsibility.
And the problem was, he said you get 3 points if you get the funny answer.
Yeah.
If we answered the question correctly, that was it.
Yeah, it was
he
done.
Then just moved on, so there was no opportunity to be funny.
No.
Yeah.
You know, awful. And he works in radio along with Joe. You know, I'm seeing a pattern here.
Yeah.
People who work in
radio.
They'll
hire fucking anyone.
Clueless.
Oh, I need to stop swearing.
Why?
That's my thing this week. Yeah.
It's because you're in the comedy clubs now. Late nights, just cussing up a storm.
Yeah.
What you need is Peter Kay to turn up and say, you know, none of that blue stuff. Yeah.
Garlic bread. Yeah.
Oh, can we have the joke thief alarm, please, Ethan?
Shut up and sit down. We have a joke thief that needs to be punished pronto.
Oh, wow.
Two in 2 weeks, Max.
What was last week's?
We discovered that he'd stole that from Jim Carrey.
And that was a bad one, wasn't it?
It was a bad one.
Jim Carrey, bloody hell.
And you said, I don't know who Jim Carrey is.
And Ace Ventura.
Oh, wow.
Never heard of him.
And on the Patreon, people get to decide the punishments. So, you know, we'll see.
Oh, come on.
We'll see the tally. Yeah. We'll tally things up. I think we put the Patreon people in charge of what classes as something that needs to be punished.
Yeah,
pronto.
And obviously they're going to say yes. They're not going to be like, you know what, let's...
No, I think they're good people.
They
good
are
community.
Good people. They with are morals. Good people. If you want to join that community, it's £4 a month on Patreon for the White Noise Poddy. Link in description. Check us out. You get an exclusive episode every week. Mm. And later on today, we're going to go film our special for the month of May.
Yeah.
Which is us trying to survive a night in the wilderness with some... challenges along the way. Ryan, you're coming to that?
Yeah.
There we go.
£3 gone.
Yeah, well, yeah.
£3.
Yeah.
you're making me worried. Yeah. You're
yes,
making
yes,
me worried.
Yes,
about
yes.
what? Why are you worried? Oh, yeah.
Recorder's stuck.
Yeah, Steven, baby. To answer your question, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Honey,
put the deposit down. Because the rhino is no talking. Ethan, just take the first yes, please. We've got to save on that.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Ryan, Camper, you seem like the biggest camper here.
I love camping.
Especially what you were getting up to in Canal Street.
Yeah. Used to go every year camping. Big fan of it.
Mm. Have you got your Sherpa along with you today?
No, it's not a Sherpa!
Yeah.
I'm doing my talking for him.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
He's talking for me. I've lost all my words.
No, I don't think I'd be a Sherpa, unless you count James as maybe being a Sherpa.
No, but... he's filming.
Oh, okay. Then no, I'll have to carry my own stuff, unfortunately.
So you've camped a lot in your time, have you?
Yeah.
Got any camping horror stories?
Save for the podcast, mate.
Yeah, yeah, there must be one. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, that guy's there must be one.
Guys,
there's got to be.
This is an attempt.
Right? Yes.
He's not going to say it on the Patreon. This isn't a save in it to try and, you know, swindle £4 out of you. He doesn't have it yet.
Yeah. Might be back next week, mate.
We're short on a tent peg. Where we'll be doing the Patreon this week at the campsite.
Ooh. That's fun.
One of my tents is short on tent pegs.
Oh, but there'll be plenty of
enough,
pegs
though.
In that tent, right? Stephen implies a strap-on up Ryan's anus.
Oh.
What did you think?
So it's all
on?
Men, so one of us has to wear a strap-on.
Yeah, I'm not putting my
that
dick in there.
That doesn't seem fair, does it?
Mm. What? I don't want my pee-pee. Realistically, Max.
Yeah.
If you had to have anal sex with one of
I'd rather get something out of it. With one of you guys.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Wouldn't you rather wear, you know, a toy rather than putting your actual penis in?
I mean, yeah, to be fair.
So, you know, don't question
these. Yeah, this is good, man.
These are the questions.
Yeah. I'm saying yeah now. God, it's infectious.
Joke thing.
You'll lose all your hair soon.
What?
You'll lose all your hair soon if it's infectious.
Oh God, I got worried then.
No.
No, I don't want to do that.
It was my mum's birthday on Sunday.
Happy birthday to your mum.
Happy birthday, mum.
Oh, yeah, Stephen, what have you been up to?
Yeah, man, I was... it was a bit of a quiet weekend. And then, mum's birthday. The problem is, it comes
Happy
after
birthday,
my...
Happy birthday, Chris.
Yeah, yeah, she loves that. She loves that. She does listen, but she's refused to pay for the Patreon. So, thankfully, I got her a month for her birthday.
Still won't listen.
Yeah, we went to Dun & Massey because I'm a National Trust card holder. Don't want to flex like that, but I know Tom is.
Yeah,
nice.
Any of you guys?
No. Refuse to. I would be.
Well, you were asking about the perks of it the other day.
I was, yeah. A lot of it's to do with parking. I don't have a car.
Yeah, that's my issue.
Like you get free entry into like heritage sites, like all the halls and stuff.
Yeah.
Stately homes.
I just go for the minge.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was there with my mum and
found one. One. Sorry about that, guys.
What?
Go on.
As in she's got one minge, or
I'd hope so.
Yeah.
But I don't think I hope so.
Laughing around here, mate.
What's happened?
Forget mummy's minge. That's the big flap.
I said I found one, and I thought, that seems a bit whatever. It seems a bit Andrew Tate. So I said, sorry, guys.
Just unravelled.
It did, yeah.
It's not what vaginas do, Ryan, in case you've forgotten.
Unravel.
They could do.
Yeah.
The elderly years. Yeah, having a great time. Yeah, do you know what? It took ages to see them. I was thinking this is like the Red Squirrels of Formby. They don't exist.
They're about.
And then when you get to the back, there's all the deer.
Just in a pen.
Great fun. Good to see my niece and nephew. My nephew Leon is now... He's just quite normal and calm. He seems to have become tranquil.
How old is he?
Six. Uh-huh. He's still got that menace side to him. He's calling my mum the... she called him the Prince of Darkness. And then I whispered to him, call her Prince Andrew. And then he's going, Prince Andrew! it's just great to just throw a grenade like that and I don't have to deal with the consequence. And I was going, technically he is the Prince of Darkness, in a way.
Yeah. That's cute.
Imagine that's his name on Snapchat.
Have you got him?
Probably.
People are asking for your Snapchat.
I've got the Prince of Pleasure on Snapchat. Still on there knocking about.
Knocking them out.
Yeah, like Mike Tyson.
Another one.
Like Mike Tyson. KO, KO, baby.
Mike Tyson went to jail, mate.
Did he?
Yeah.
What for?
Why would you ask?
It could have been tax evasion.
Sure.
It could have been any number of things.
It was a huge risk.
Sound like it was tax evasion, Mike.
Oh, God.
Sound like a cellmate. Please, Mike, say it was fraud.
You didn't pay your parking fines. Please.
What for, dare I ask?
I didn't really. Yeah, God, don't do that.
I'll take that from Smith. Yeah. And then yesterday I did a podcast in Liverpool for Hot Water's Green Room podcast with Jamie Hutchinson and Tony Carroll. Got there.
How was it?
It was good. Got there at 2:00. Hadn't even set up. You know, producer was running around. Lovely guy, but I said to him. If you got here earlier, you wouldn't be rushing around.
Mm-hmm.
So that sort of comment that helps people when they're working.
Yeah, he loves that.
Jamie asked for an ice bucket for his beers as he was doing it. The producer was doing everything, and then later on, I noticed he hadn't got his ice bucket. So then I just slipped it in there. I was trying to break their podcast up.
Yeah.
But doing
destroy
it in like a, yeah. But they clocked that. They did clock that. So it didn't quite work out.
Well, you know, maybe you just sown the seeds.
Yes.
And as the weeks go on, they'll start seeing things that, you know, make it worse and worse for him.
Yeah.
Hopefully so.
Stephen was right. Yeah. Then when the next guest came in, I went, oh, mate, you're going to have to do some heavy lifting here. These two are shit. It's subtle things like that. Yeah. They're just...
I've got to respect it.
Yeah. I did make one joke that shocked Jamie, and that's one of those where I'm worried I've gone too far.
Can you repeat it on this podcast, or...?
Well, Jamie's on next week.
Yeah, nice.
We should be. So we can go through it then. Stay tuned next week, guys. News time.
Hey!
Guys, big news. Big news. Speaking of podcasts.
Mike Tyson again, isn't it?
There's a new podcast on the scene. Not this one. We're old news now because people have clocked it.
Yeah. It's a family.
It's like father, like sons.
Yes. It's one you were talking about.
It's the one I'd just seen a clip of with the nan.
Yeah, the dad and two sons who are always tearing up their garden patio with the freshest moves. Yeah.
They can move.
I've not seen these guys. Are they
live under a rock?
Yeah. You could do.
I could do.
You could do, Max. Yeah. You might do tonight.
Yeah.
Patrick Starr.
Or in your gorillas versus or one gorilla versus 100 men, you just under the rock.
To be fair, that'd be a good place.
Check me, Dwayne.
Well, no. If he's been killed by the gorilla, I would just put him over me. Survive.
Do you know what I saw? I saw a video this week of a gorilla standing up tall, and they're huge.
They're massive and they're big teeth.
Yeah,
incredible
sharp
muscles.
Fangs. They've got the incisors. Is it? Eddie Hall said in his prime. Just two of him would take the gorilla.
Arrogant.
That's ridiculous. Arrogant. That's ridiculous.
The thing is that it's not just that they're massive and they're, you know, big teeth and all that. Have you seen how quick they are?
And they're erratic, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
no.
Pace doesn't really come into it. And
of course he does.
There's no...
If you are going toe-to-toe, like, it's like, yeah.
No, speed comes into it.
Of course
it
does.
Yeah, speed of light,
because how quickly it moves back, it moves forward.
Yeah. They don't have a lot of endurance, though, gorillas. It would take about 40 people to take one down.
Oh, shut up, Ryan.
Depends on the people.
Right, 39 more of you are taking down a gorilla.
Yeah. If we're all going at once,
right, guys,
not
guys,
1v1,
how
obviously
much,
not.
Hold on, Ryan. How much to fight a gorilla?
Oh, well, I would get destroyed.
Okay, but if we have 99 people of a similar height and weight to you,
yeah, 99.
You could probably go to like a school and find them.
May or may
99.
Not be pedos.
Yeah.
So you at 99.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much to fight a gorilla?
99. I mean, risk of death if I'm in the front line.
You are in the front line.
I am in the front line.
No, Ryan, you could be 80th if you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
$10,000.
$10,000
to share between you all.
No, that's just my fee.
That's your fee.
Yeah.
And are the others getting the same?
They are.
Have you even told them there is a fee?
What about? Because you're confident about this. You said 40.
Well,
do it.
I just yeah.
So, if you or when you win, if you win. You get your $10,000.
Yeah.
I would do that, being on the gorilla side.
Right.
Because there's no way you are being a gorilla.
I'm not confident.
Versus a gorilla and Stephen.
No, I'm not.
Stephen and a gorilla suit.
Yeah, right. I may not survive.
Yeah, get him.
Oh, the gorilla won't like that, guys.
Just uses you as a weapon.
I'll just be in its corner, just massaging it, rubbing Vaseline on its face. And cock. Yes. Hey, number 80th, do something different to that guy. $10,000 well spent.
Was Ryan there for the podcast where we talked about the biggest wild animal we thought we could beat?
Possibly. You said a horse.
No,
giraffe.
I said a giraffe.
You're not beating a giraffe.
No.
Have you seen how they use their necks to,
you're getting
to beat
battered
you
off? By
look, I'm not giving you an animal that I could definitely beat. You know, no one wants to see me fight a crab.
I would.
To be fair. Yeah,
I'm one-sided. I mean, a giraffe is what some. I
feel ow,
like
it's nipping me ankles.
I could find a way.
I think a deer had done a massy as you. I think most animals.
100%.
Yeah.
No.
100%.
No chance.
Every chance.
There's always a chance. A deer's chance, they say.
The post-fight conference. Yeah, you can have rule out a deer at the National Trust.
I really underestimated that crap. But it rings around me.
Still hanging off your ear. Horrible business. Anyway, Ryan, A gorilla batters you, just so you know.
Oh yeah, so family have got a TikTok. No, they're big on TikTok, massive. Some of the best dancers, you know, they've basically proved to diversity. You don't need diversity to dance.
No.
The white guys do have rhythm.
Where are they from? Like Kent or something?
Oh, I don't South know. End? Yeah, they're definitely from the south.
Yeah,
but there's the dad and two sons.
Occasionally the daughter.
Yeah. Tubbs' favourites.
Yeah. More of her, please.
Don't tell me she's the youngest. But then there's the middle child. I think he doesn't quite have the dancing skills. One of the sons,
yeah.
He's basically the clone of the dad. The face, has the enthusiasm.
He's the front man.
Are they
our version of the Costco family?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly, although these guys just dance.
Yeah.
Just dance, wow.
Yeah, they're bonkers. Hate to be the neighbours, but great to watch from a distance.
I feel like the Costco guys were almost like anti-content in a way. It was like they knew it was getting clipped up because it was that bad. Whereas I kind of like the family a little bit.
They're wholesome.
Yeah,
and they could be a little bit jarring if you know you're on a 2-week holiday and you're at the same motel.
Yeah,
it could get a bit much.
Yeah,
but you know, well,
fair play to them. Have you listened to the podcast?
No, it's only just dropped at this point. Yeah,
yeah, fair.
Sticking with the best of luck to like father, like sons. Mm. Bit sexist.
Actually, you
isn't
know what?
It?
Bad luck to them. Bad luck to them.
Smith, get their ass.
if I check the Spotify podcast charts and they're above us. Go fuck yourself.
Do you know what, Spotify? Actually, we're a new podcast. Well, we're not, but we are.
Yeah.
And we all we got was like 100th in the trending podcast.
Oh, God.
Shut up. Put us at the top of the comedy, yeah?
At what point do you start blaming the fans as well?
Yeah, I blame them all the time.
Yeah.
Useless.
Scum.
Well, we sort of just slagged off a podcast a bit. We didn't, but Max did.
I did.
Mm. I want to slag off a person on a podcast.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. There's a podcast called Offstream, which is Angry Ginger and Taze. It's filmed in Manchester, so there's only one good podcast in Manchester, and it's ours. Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's get that out of the way.
Represent.
They had Lawrence McKenna on. What? The producer. The producer's on, is your guest. It must be a slow week. Anyway, he was, no offence Ethan, Ethan's a part of it, you know.
Ethan's our man.
If we ever do a special where Ethan sat here, a guest has dropped out.
Yeah.
Or we've replaced Ryan.
Yeah.
It's probably the latter.
Yeah.
Assume we hear from Ryan.
Anyway, at one point, Lawrence McKenna goes, "Oh, you're the funniest person on YouTube," to Angry Ginge.
Oh,
naturally,
wow.
I'm fuming. You know, I've really helped this guy's career out with my Trisports News stuff. You were there when I was saying,
"You could have said
say it like this." Yeah, yeah. You could have said it. Could have said any of us.
Yeah.
And then Angry Ginge goes, "No, well, no, Stephen tries. He has to tell him." And then Lawrence, you know, Lawrence has been cancelled many times. He speaks about it in the podcast.
Yeah.
Cancel him again, guys.
Rightfully so.
Cancel him again, please. That twerp has opened his mouth one too many times. Yeah? He got made a producer. Stay out of there. You hear him talking. He doesn't even have a mic. The guy doesn't have a mic.
You know what? I can excuse the other stuff, but this and my boy Stephen is where I draw the line.
That's it. Yeah. And he goes, "Stephen's not even on YouTube anymore." I am. What? I'm here.
Oh, dear.
Lastly in the news, Bevo's released a crypto coin. I think it's called Bevo coin. This isn't an advert.
I've spent so much money.
Who is possibly going to invest in this stuff? Apart from maybe, you know, David Rees. Who is possibly going to invest?
He's
still doing porn, right?
I don't know what he does.
Somebody's clearly gone to him and said, "You're going to make so much money from this." And he probably doesn't even know what a crypto coin is.
He's a shell of a man, isn't he? Like, he'll just do
anything. I wasn't aware of who he was. Like, whilst he was blowing up, I saw him eat a whole potato and I thought, okay.
My man.
Teach me your tricks, man.
Piqued my interest.
And then recently I've just... So I've seen that and then... Fucking hell. Jim Carrey can't have that from me. I've seen that and then the only other thing I've seen from him is he was on a bed with some other guy.
Luke Bennett. What was it?
Swallowed it as well. Yeah. Well,
I don't really know who he is.
To try and get some more.
Didn't he
viewers.
Collaborate with Bonnie Blue?
I don't know.
I think he did. I see these things on on the old Twitter sometimes.
Yeah. And the Snapchat.
And the Snapchat. Life on there.
We've seen so many examples of these crypto scams where they've just waited for everyone to invest, then they take their money out and they make it. You know, they make millions. So they must be aware. And then surely BevoCoin is just for natural selection, isn't it? If you 100%. Invest your money into that.
Hey, we say that now, you know, Dave might be driving a Ferrari next week.
Honestly.
Yeah.
You never know with these things. I think like...
Flash forward 10 years. There's no more money. It's just BevoCoin.
BevoCoin. We could invest it.
God damn it.
One world currency. It's, I think like shitcoin was like the biggest coin of like last year, you know, something ridiculous like that. So
there was obviously that Hawk Tour coin.
Well, that was,
That went tits up, didn't it?
She made a lot of money from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she disappear after that?
Yeah, so she...
she disappeared for a while.
I think she made millions from it. And she was called out on it because, obviously... And she was like, oh, cool, I need to go to bed in this interview that she was in, and then just disappeared.
And then she tried to do like an apology, like a thing where they talked about it, like she was taken advantage of and she was crying. Yeah. So I've not seen anything since.
No.
Fair play to her.
Yeah, take the money and run.
Yep.
So for our first segment, you can get ready with the jingle. It's Tom Looney Celebrity Gossip.
Oi, did you hear what that Looney bloke just said?
Fans criticise fashion choices at the Met Gala, renaming it the Meh Gala.
That's probably fair.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said? You
cut him off there, Ethan. He had a few bits to say, but it's never mind.
Next time. Yeah.
Guys. Normally this is the point of the show where we do you laugh, you lose.
It's still that point in the show, isn't it?
I don't know, because this week I haven't really gone for the comedy angle. You know, I've been busy, mother's birthday and what have you. And I was looking through my phone, and when I was in New York the other week, I went to New York. We had a billboard there, Ryan.
Nice. Oh, yeah. I remember seeing that.
Yep.
This is a rap that I did to just impress a few guys who were screw-facing me, yeah? Screw-facing.
45 seconds. That's a small...
Hey, it wasn't 45 seconds for a start. So, anyway, let's take it away.
45 seconds.
Yo, my girl be begging for my cocky. I say join the queue please, manners cost nothing. She be sweet like a good piece of licorice. Man's horny trying to find that elusive clitoris. In the club I be twerking my ass off something fierce. I got a stud on my chest, no homo, my nip-nops are pierced. My bitch be mixed race. Unfortunately those races are Scottish in the 100 meter breaststroke, but that's by the by. And shout out Gareth Gates. Unfortunately, I'll be back again next week.
That was really good, though.
That was great.
I mean, I was singing that in the car. I was singing, the first line, you and my girlfriend be begging for my cocky in that voice. And Zoe said, stop doing that. So I said, oh, that'll do for my laugh, you lose. Problem is, I think the rap was too good for it to be funny. You know,
I think there was such a good rhythm to it that once I got over the start, I was able to sail through. I was struggling. It was very good.
I wanted to hear more as well.
Yeah. There was a little trump. I thought that's cheeky. I thought I nearly got
that was cheeky. Yeah.
Can we edit that out? I didn't want people to hear my nervous gas.
I was nervous. I thought I was strong.
I thought it was you.
It's well done, Stephen. Thanks, guys.
Unlucky there.
Yeah, I laugh. I always end up crying laughing at my own jokes.
It was. I think it was very funny.
It wasn't funny. I was laughing at how bad it was. Yeah. I warned a couple of people.
I think.
I said it's going to be. It's likely to be silent and just me laughing.
I thought the mixed race line was funny.
Yeah. Mm.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Anyway, guys, I was on a mad one at the National Trust place and went to the toilets, and there was a father with a son in the toilets, and the father was taking a wee in the urinal, and the kid was just busy looking under a cubicle while someone was in there. And it got me thinking, that's probably going to happen to us at some point in our life.
Yeah.
A kid just looks under the cubicle and stares at you whilst you're on the john, and there's nothing you can do about it. Do you ever think about these things where... Something's going to happen in life at some point, but you just don't know when.
So I get quite worried, because when I go use a cubicle, always a cubicle, and I'm always fuming that they don't put the walls down to the bottom.
Yeah.
I don't get... how much money are you saving on that 1 foot of bloody, you know, that gap?
You've been ready to go with this.
Fuming, mate.
There must
fuming.
Be a reason there's a gap, sure.
There has to be, but I don't know why. But... So when I'm having a wee, I usually just have my phone. I'm just, you know, I'm not filming it.
Ready to film the kid. I'm in here.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Snapchat?
So, you know, because I think I just use my phone too much, probably. Anyway, I'm always worried that I'll drop it and it will fall under. And that's not good. I know a guy, there was a guy that used to come into my old work who got arrested for putting his camera under the cubicle and taking pictures of people weeing.
That's different, isn't it?
No, it is different. But I worried that I'll have my phone out, drop it, it will go under, and then it will be like...
Was that the one at the airport?
Yeah.
Why would you do it at the airport?
Oh.
He would go to our work, get steaming, get the tram straight to the airport.
Do I know this person?
And did he dress up as a Jewish man and follow me into a cubicle?
He had a big bag of props, so who knows, possibly. Yeah, he would go to our work, get steaming and wine, get on the tram,
wine.
Go to the airport.
And didn't you give him a discount for pictures?
That was the View Cinema pictures. yeah, got out of that one.
Nice.
So he would get drunk, go to the airport, and then just sit in the cubicle and just put his phone under the...
In a mail cubicle.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And he got caught. Somebody saw him doing it and was like, what the fuck are you doing? Got him arrested. And he had something like 300 pictures on his phone.
Wow.
And it's like, so I'm now worried that I'm going to just drop my phone. It's going to go under there.
Max, this feels like a really, really loose excuse for what's going on your phone.
I'm so worried, man. I live in fear that I might drop my phone.
And as I dropped it, it landed and took a picture. I can't believe it.
Mate, it's horrible.
What would you do in that situation?
Phone? No!
Phone? No, you're not the perpetrator.
You can have one of me!
You're the scorned.
Yeah, I'll be like, no! Either way, man, I'm not happy.
What would you do if the picture was just... No, you're doing a poo. And then the picture is just you sniffing your tissue after wiping.
Right, so the question is, how would I feel if I got caught sniffing my own pooey tissue?
Would you cope with your please just
I'm not
going
to lie to you, mate. I mean, I've never done that. It's not really, you know.
Smith, come on, the guys are here. Let's be truthful.
It's between us. I couldn't think of anything worse. Well, I can.
There's
but...
no coming back from that.
Just delete that
so
picture.
So, Max, what have you been up to this week?
Just be an MDC. I wouldn't even fucking turn up. I would leave Manchester. I'd delete everything. All his social media gone.
Straight to the airport for another sniff.
Why would I have to go to the airport to sniff my own shit?
Just a callback, mate.
It's lucky.
Like, just where you're comfortable.
The one joy in life is that I can carry that wherever I go. Oh, I need another sniff. Let's get a big box of special K out.
Suitcase full of pooey tissue.
Anything to declare?
That would be grim. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
mate.
It would. Yeah.
Anyone ever spied on you in the toilets? I've done it to you. I don't spy. Yeah. I just wet tissue and throw it over the top.
Yeah. Mm. I think that's why I started going to the PAV during uni.
Yeah, Ryan would go out of our block and walk over a stone path, over a field, to a second location.
Communal
which had
area.
Toilets,
mm. Yeah.
To defecate.
Like the sort of social room type of thing. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ours had two cubicles, Ryan.
I know, but I'm not a person for, like, if I'm having a poo, you know, I'm having a poo but in private. Like, I don't want to be having a conversation with someone else.
It's a 20-minute round trip.
Yeah, but...
Sometimes more. So we used to, when we were coming back past the PAV at home, we used to steal the toilet paper from the PAV.
Yeah. My key fit into
then
the...
Then I'd have to steal it and then take it back.
Often Ryan would walk to the PAV, then walk back, get his toilet paper. Then
he'd walk there and then come back
it
and wipe his bum.
It kept him fit, though, you know?
Yeah, it did.
That was uni.
Yeah. Sometimes when he'd gone and got his toilet paper, I'd then just snatch out of his hands in the PAV as he's going to wipe his bum. I just jump into the queue and take it out. Like, that's mine. Mind that, Ryan. Yeah, anyone ever like in school ever spied on you with a toilet?
No, I never. I don't think using a toilet.
People tried to nick my bag. If I was in the cubicle, they'd see, like, you know, like the bag strap sticking out.
Yeah.
And they would try and nick it because they used to, like, take them and put them in the sink. But my bag was always too big, so it couldn't get through the gap.
Why was it too big?
Just full of books and, you know,
and
pencil cases.
Pencil
multiple
cases?
Multiple pencil cases.
Just, it was a big rucksack.
One for every day of the week?
Mm. You're like the school seller in your school, but you sold them, you know, not sweets or treats, just stationery.
Protractors, guys! Don't be going to mess with your protractor!
Make sure you bring it back!
£4! £4! Jesus!
Oh, you've been in the campus. I've got 10 here. One's Hello Kitty. That's mine. Yeah, Ryan's not sold anything. Who's your mate carrying your bag around, Ryan? Call back to you not doing Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, I know. Well, I did do Kilimanjaro.
Did you?
Yeah,
just. Don't we all, in a way?
Yeah.
Feel like I have.
Yeah.
I feel like I've walked enough in my life to equate to walking.
You've walked more than that.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Difference is you just saw different things.
Yeah.
I've gone on the stair step in the gym. I used to go on it loads. I've definitely done that.
100%.
Yeah. Where's my... Do you get a medal or anything?
No.
T-shirt, wasn't it?
No. A medal in the tent, didn't you?
No, but I bought that.
Oh, you bought the... You had to buy the T-shirt.
I bought my T-shirt, yeah.
You brought or you bought?
Bought.
Was that in your bag that he was carrying?
Yeah.
No.
Hey, take that off. It's mine. Do you actually get anything for getting to the top of these mountains? Or is it literally picture?
No. I mean, you can get, like, certificates and things, but I don't think I did.
If you make them yourself?
Yeah.
No.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, easily.
Well, not easily, you have to pay.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I'd probably struggle a lot more this time.
Why? Because of the...
Just younger, fitter.
Because of the withdrawal.
Like...
You weren't fit then, Ryan.
Well, I was, like, fitter.
No,
I'd
you'd
say.
Go to the... I remember you used to go to the gym and you'd do, like, 10 minutes on the treadmill.
Yeah.
You were a mess.
Dance a lot.
Yeah.
You were a top shagger at this time, weren't you?
I was. So
and a bottom shagger.
No, I wasn't. No. I had another year before
you were a
that
cheeky
stopped.
Monkey.
You said to the Sherpa, I've got my own full sack I'm carrying here, pal.
Yeah.
Unless you want to do something about it. Riz hands for listeners at home.
Yeah. Would you have?
What, sucked him off?
What? Oh, that'll get rid of my full sack.
One for you, one for me.
I don't know why I went straight to that, to be fair.
I
wouldn't have any sexual interactions with my Sherpa.
Didn't have any interactions?
Sexual ones.
Oh, right. We were speaking the other day about getting Ryan his maths GCSE.
Have you not got it?
Yeah, we did speak about it. No, not even. I've got a U. A couple of marks off an F.
Oh, hey, keep working. You'll get the F.
Yeah, no maths.
Do you think you're in a better place now to pass it?
No.
Can we just throw some sums at you?
Struggle. Yeah. Go for it.
Six divided by two.
See.
Again, we're not paying you by word when you're repeating the question.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well done, man.
Now, can you times that by 11?
3 times 11. It's
33. Nice, Rai Rai.
It's more the, you know, fractions,
A
algebra,
divided by X.
Percentages,
yeah,
all that stuff. Shapes.
Shapes?
Yeah. We should pay him a percentage. He won't have a clue.
It's true.
What's 10/40ths in the lowest fraction?
I don't. You've just spoken another language to me there.
The zeros, Ryan.
Why would I get rid of them?
Good.
They earned their place. They deserve to be there as much as the other numbers.
Good point, Ryan. Right. Yeah. I feel.
In fact, I'm going to add more.
I was suggesting to Ryan, what did you get in food tech?
C.
Oh, shit. Well, I got C, and it still irks me to this day, you know. Mm. Seeing the sort of lasagna slop I produce is better than the. Oh, I made the Victoria sandwich cake. Shut up.
One time.
I wasn't even aimed at you. That was just everyone else in my class did that.
Man. Surprising.
These idiots. I actually did my coursework. Someone didn't do their coursework and got their predicted grade.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. How bad did I do in the exam to not get a good score? I made a lasagna from scratch. Pasta, white sauce from scratch.
Well done, man.
And it tasted good.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking Victoria's sandwich.
Surely
cake.
That's what counts. Like, why are you doing coursework for food tech? Yeah.
This is
like,
it.
What do you need to do coursework on?
Yeah. I'm still. So, anyway, I'll do Ryan's maths GCSE. He does my food tech. Actually, no, Tom does my food tech. Now I've heard he got an A star.
Yeah.
We could all do a GCSE for each other.
I'm going to make homemade ravioli and a cheesecake.
Good luck.
What was your worst GCSE?
The worst GCSE? That's probably two. Like French.
I can't help you with that.
I got a B in French. But it was the listening I didn't like. It was too fast. I couldn't hear what they were saying.
What was your other one?
I don't know. There might have been maybe science.
Can't help you with that either.
Yeah,
are you any good at science?
Mate, passable, I guess.
Yeah. Right.
To be fair,
I think I stumbled
to
a decent grave.
I think the other issue we're going to have...
It's all there.
I think the other issue we're going to have is that with a lot of these things, I bet there's going to be stuff now that we never even learned.
And you'll be distracted in the sports hall.
Yeah,
I think food tech for me, maths for you, France... Yeah. We've got Ormrod. He could get you a.
I feel like I'd be better at it now. Well, I don't think someone else wants to take it for me.
I don't think he did that well. Actually,
really? Is he not fluent?
I think James strikes me as someone who's all talk.
Yeah, except when it's the speaking exam. Yeah. Cheers, Ryan. This is Ryan just high-fived me
in Spanish. Everyone just had like a slip of paper that they were just copying from.
Oh, we never had anything like that.
I was good at Spanish because I had. My sister did well at GCSE, and she was doing it A level, so she just helped me all the time. That's a good thing about being the younger child.
Yeah,
I've got siblings. You're all eldest.
Yeah.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Oh, no, I'm an only child.
Killed them off, didn't you?
I got rid of them early on.
Oh, nice, Ethan.
Respect that.
Cheeky.
Thank you, mate.
Were you lonely? I guess that's the classic thing of an only child.
Their ghosts were with you.
Have you got cousins?
I suppose I always had my hobbies.
What was your hobby?
I used to build little brothers and sisters.
And then,
I used to
and
walk...
lovers. Oh, that's my brother John. Don't tell Mum.
I used to walk to the corner shop and buy energy drinks.
I've been eating this for the walk back.
or I used to get those massive packets of crisps, you know, the twirls.
Sorry, this is eating and drinking.
And drinking, really, yeah.
So the salt and vinegar ones, the twirly ones.
Yeah, or the prawn cocktail ones, and then you just sit on the wall... And you can eat some of them.
Wow.
Or I'd get the...
you can eat some of them, if you like.
And the... Are you aware some of the big sour tubes, the sour spray?
Yeah.
I used to sit and balance them on my knee, put the tooth on the top of the pipe, and go up and down so it'd spray the sour spray directly into my mouth repeatedly. So that's what I'd do instead of simply...
Were you a fat kid?
Oh, no, just full of sugar.
What's fat kid?
I used to have three.
His hobbies are going to the corner shop and buying energy drinks and spraying.
I guarantee that was all he ate that day. Energy drink, Twirls, and the sour spray.
Yeah, I struggle with food. I had Parma ham.
Well, I struggle
for
with
my
food,
birthday.
Mate. And this is what you, it's what I look like.
Yeah. Different struggles.
Yeah, like on a seesaw type of thing.
Yeah,
great seesaw that. Yeah. Fucking Ethan up there.
Where's my go?
Bounce me.
Ethan's having a nosebleed.
Just right at the top of Kilimanjaro, looks to the side. Ethan, what are you doing up here?
Max and me crisps. I just want to thank my parents for having another child, because that sounds bleak. That sounds fucking rough, mate. Yeah. You've got we're your brothers now. And sisters.
And sisters.
Right,
yeah.
Thank you.
To walk to the corner shop.
One of my hobbies.
Do you remember Brain Lickers?
Yeah.
Oh, they were fun. Do you know what I saw? I was thinking about it, then I saw it. That sometimes happens. But the one where you could separate the top part, and it was like a gel that you'd squeeze onto the lollipop, like a sour gel. And
yeah,
you put it onto the lollipop.
I remember them.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what though, when there was some sweets,
Juicy Drop Pop.
Yeah, there were some sweets that I would get at Halloween, and I'm like, I don't even know what to do with this.
Yeah,
I'm sure Brain Lickers. What did you do with Brain Lickers?
Really sour, weren't they?
The liquid was sour, and you just licked it. It was like a deodorant ball.
A deodorant ball. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Are you aware of the sherbet dip dab?
Yes.
And are you aware of the other one where you get the candy stick in four different pockets of different colours of sherbet?
Yeah.
Well, I think last time I done this was a few months ago.
Oh, no.
I bought two sherbet dip dabs, and two of those packets are the ones with the four pockets. Poured all the sherbet into the bowl and just drank the bowl.
Wow. That's living.
Right, man.
It's kind of getting worse for you, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, you told
me
the other day you ripped open a whole roast chicken and just ate it.
Yeah, because it was the bank holiday in the office, so I just thought I'd have my way with it.
Yeah. What? Sorry?
Have my way with it.
Did you eat any of the chicken, or was it just...
Stephen, I wasn't expecting you in.
You got any tissue, mate? Just all Roger sat there.
Cream-filled chicken.
It's a delicacy in France.
It's now time for Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
It's the great new format that people loved. We did it on our first episode. It's where we get a question that we all answer, although one of us has had a different question. What was the question, please, Ethan?
The question was, who is the weirdest celebrity crush you've had?
Ah.
Please reveal, Max.
should we start with Ryan, it seems? Go on, Ryan, you start.
I put Misty from Pokemon.
I put Xabi Alonso.
I put Angela from The Office.
Oh! Come on, Max, your dog.
I put the Riddler.
I just see myself in him, you know.
Should we have some questions?
Rizzler by name.
I mean, it's going to be a horrible atmosphere if it turns out Tom had the difference. It's just the way he rubs his hands and squints his eyes.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'd never do anything more, but I just admired the boy.
I think we can probably wrap that up.
Who's Misty?
That's a weird crush.
The blonde one from Pokemon.
Yeah.
She's one of the trio.
She's cartoon attractive, isn't she?
Yeah, very attractive, yeah.
Yeah,
well...
Xabi Alonso, I put weird because I like women, but you know he broke the mold.
He's an attractive man.
Is he a football player?
Yeah.
Yeah, amongst other things.
Okay.
Angela.
Yeah, I don't know why.
The blonde one who's with Dwight.
Yeah.
Sorry for the spoilers there, guys.
That'd be a bit weird, didn't it?
Because she likes cats.
Maybe.
Where did your mind go to? I won't ask you, Max. Where did your mind go to? Because mine for some reason went to Destiny's Child, but I think Beyonce right. was my first crush, so that's why I went there. Mm. And then I was thinking about Friends, but none of them are weird.
No.
Yeah, do you know what? I guess it's more of a recent thing. Well, do you know what? I'm rewatching The Office, and I just
yeah, I like this part.
And she likes cats.
And I guess
so much.
I'd never really had a type. Not that Angela's my type.
That is, no.
But I kind of figured that, you know, I seem to like blonde hair.
Same age.
Mm. Yeah.
Don't agree with that.
Fucking age. Don't know how old Angela is. Hard to say.
Late 30s. Oh, yeah. I guess it spans quite a long time, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
The Office. So
say,
probably
yeah.
30s.
Yeah.
Max, why the Rizzler? Why is he so hot to you?
It's love that energy, you know.
Were you googling his age, or
because he is?
Please,
or just,
please,
just topping up the wang yeah. bank.
I guess I don't know how old he is, but I assumed he was like a child.
He
like
is a child.
What?
That's a good assumption to make.
No,
Max assumed he was 17.
No.
Yeah, man.
Like oh, he's like that's horrible.
Like Florida like, age of consent.
Like in school, kind of child. Confidence is attractive.
Yeah. Look, Rizzler.
Let's not put words in Max's mouth. What is it about
confidence
the Rizzler?
Is attractive.
Yeah. Is it because he's so young and so successful, I guess?
Maybe there's that. You know, the fact that he's called the Rizzler, it's because he's got...
Yeah.
He's got game.
Yeah. He was on Jimmy Fallon, wasn't he?
Yeah, God. And that's
and you were saying, I wish he was on me.
Yeah.
Come on.
Move over, Jimmy. Just everything.
Sure, well,
very close with his family.
Yeah.
You like that? You haven't seen yours for years, was it?
That's not... I can still admire it in other people. Yeah.
True. So, I guess this is the part where we vote.
I don't know. Cartoon crush?
That's yeah. a bit weird.
It is a bit
strange.
Weird.
Pokemon?
Yeah. How old's Misty?
That's what
Ooh.
I mean.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Shit, Misty's...
And when was she your crush?
I'm pretty sure Misty's a child
well,
as well.
I mean, I think they're all like 12.
Shabby Alonso born on the 29th of February. Oh, no.
Yeah, Misty is like, they're teenage kids, aren't they?
Oh,
I think Ash
right.
was yeah. Ash is like 10.
11, yeah.
Well, my head's just went back, like, as in I was Looks thinking it. About when I was younger.
Right.
Yeah, to be fair, you know, this, yeah.
Odd crushes.
Celebrity yeah. crush. Yeah.
It's nice to have a childhood that won't be ruined by Max Smith. That's what I'll say. You're coming to the UK at any point.
It's all right, I'll come to you.
Oops, already have. Anyway, I vote Max is the
yeah.
faker.
It's a tough one.
I can see.
I'm going to go Max,
Yeah, me too.
Go on, Max, reveal your question.
Who is your favourite person from a meme? Fucking dummy right there, haven't you?
Was there someone else you considered that you would have got away with for the crush?
No, because my first thought went to, look at all those chickens. I'm glad I didn't pick that one. And then there's the little girl by the fire, the house burning down, and she's looking like, oh, you know, that's
yeah
devious. Yeah. Maybe the Rizzler was the safest one to go for, to be honest.
And he is fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done, Max.
Yeah, cheers, guys.
Yeah,
maybe we reveal them and then we hear the question. Because I think me hearing that question as soon as I heard that, it's game over at that point.
Yeah. So you hadn't laughed, we wouldn't have questioned it, really. It would have been all on Misty. Yeah. Max, could we please have IMAX?
Yeah, of course you can. IMAX is a great format because not only does it deliver fresh new movie reviews, but
what was your review last week?
Guys, you have to watch the podcast to figure that
have
out.
You forgotten
to figure it out. So they would listen to the podcast and still not be sure.
This week's competition. What is Max reviewing here?
But this week I'm not reviewing a movie. I'm using
Did you just pause for gasps?
I'm letting the audience, you know, the audience might be gasping at home alone. Or with friends and family.
Or just squirting sour stuff in the mouth.
Sat on a wall, swinging a feet.
But this week, I thought I'd use the power of movie quotes to just have a bit of fun. Just a little bit of bloody fun, please.
Movies can be fun.
Yeah. So I took a leaf out of Ryan's book.
He can't read.
Which is fine. Well. It's good. He's not noticed his leaves missing from his book.
Guy can't have had a bookmark.
And I've been doing like I've been on the streets of Manchester doing.
Oh,
like
we've known
box.
That. Yeah. Oh, okay. Right.
Right. Yeah, that's fun, isn't it? Yeah, you like that? So this is me on the streets of Manchester asking people to use movie quotes for fun.
That's good. You sort of lost the energy there.
Yeah. kind of mentally moved on.
Go on, Max.
Do we have to do this?
Go on, Max. Take it away, man.
Hey, guys. I'm here on the mean streets of Manchester, seeing if I can get the public to roast me using my soundboard that's full of movie quotes. Here's our first member of the public who...
Hiya!
Sorry, are you walking your cat? Oh, God. You, runner, so go get me an antihistamine from that boots across the road.
Are you okay for water?
No, I'll suck it till it's ready to swallow, lol. Ow! That's my manager there, getting me back on track. Here's the soundboard, take it away.
Fat bastard.
Oh, f*** off, f*** you, f*** your f***ing cat too. You stupid sack of f***, you f***ing f***head. How f***ing dare you come onto my segment and f***. Hello, I'm back on the really mean streets of Manchester. My manager says they've deleted any fat-phobic quotes off the soundboard, but we need to get more usable footage, so here we are. Hello, sir, in a top hat and the little cat.
Hiya!
Right, here's the bloody soundboard. Just tell me what you think of me in movie quotes.
I thought I smelled cabbage.
Oh, you stupid idiot! How dare you come onto my segment and ruin it yet again? Every day I work so hard on this segment and you ruined it! You ruined it! Hello, I'm back one more time in Manchester. Some of these put-downs have been a bit much, but hopefully we can move on. Hello, sir, if you could...
Hiya!
Jesus, just do it.
I've got bigger titties than you do! I've not seen my willy in 2 years, which is long enough to declare...
off! Arr! You want to see a real movie put down? How about Marley and Me? Oh, God, I can't do it. It's so cute. Maybe I'm not all bad. Maybe movies aren't the only thing about me. Maybe... Oh, bloody hell. Is Ryan still across the road with those tablets? Hey, Ryan, what are you doing over there?
Hey, Minxie. Come here. Minxie, come here.
Oh, God, no, Ryan, no, it's not...
Oh no, the cat's been squished. What do you think about this, Mr. Manager?
I thought Pancake Day was yesterday.
Hello.
Wow. Ryan.
Got a blast in the past there.
Ryan, get out. We're discussing that segment. Get out. Sorry, Max. The applause had barely stopped.
Yeah.
Making it bad.
Can we keep it going?
Yeah. What such I admire about meow. That is I didn't see that coming for a while. You know, it wasn't until Ryan was over the road that I thought, oh, hey.
Well, Ryan was sent over the road.
It's a great setup.
I didn't put two and two together there. Yeah. That was good. That was
thank you.
Lovely storytelling.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, really good stuff. I'm sure the Rizzler will probably fancy after hearing that and stuff.
That's what I do it for.
Yeah, man.
Let's get this podcast trending in America.
It already is, mate. Billboard and stuff, you know.
Yes.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello there.
Hello.
What's going on?
What's your name?
So my name's Frank Wiggle.
Frank Will.
Frank, nice. Frank, Frank Will.
Frank Wiggle.
Wiggle. Wiggle. Where are you from, Frank?
Well, I'm from Canada.
I'm from Canada.
I'm not from Canada, obviously.
You're from Canada?
Yeah, my accent sort of gets a little bit blended with Australian and American. Yeah, I spent a lot
They're
of time
so close
overseas.
Together.
Yeah, I guess
a lot of time overseas.
Yeah, yeah, many years overseas.
You lost your roots?
No, no, I've still got lots of family all over the world. But yeah, I go and visit them often.
So where are your roots then?
My roots are in Canada.
Right. So isn't Canada typically more like you get Scottish and French accents there?
Yeah, a lot of my family are French, but I just never sort of picked up that accent.
Do you speak any French?
A little bit.
Can we hear some French?
No.
Okay.
You refuse to?
No.
Mr. Wiggle, what are you doing here?
Well, it's obvious. I claim... I just want everyone to know, because I'm making this, I'm letting everyone know, I'm going on loads of podcasts just to let people know that I have the top, let me just confirm something, yeah, I have the tightest minge in Oxford. Now, as a Canadian,
in Oxford.
As a Canadian, you're probably wondering, what am I doing, you know, trying to get the tightest minge in Oxford, and why is it so important?
Because you're Canadian. Yes. That's why we're wondering that.
Yeah, yes, because, you know, what's he doing in Oxford? And why does he care about his minge so much?
Frank, is it your minge?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. Yes, yes, very progressive.
Thank you. Yeah.
Man with a minge.
Mr. Yeah. Wiggle, so have you ever been to Oxford, or are you just sort of cast aspersions over there? So
I've never been personally. I've only seen like images, and I have family there.
And when you look at those images, you go, "They're all loose minges."
sorry. Did you just say you have family there?
I have family.
So you're saying that
I've got family everywhere,
and they send
everywhere.
You images.
Yeah, how would you know that yours is tighter than theirs?
We're a close family.
Yeah,
I was saying, so we have like this big group chat. And everyone just sort of sends in photos of their minges or penises.
Hold on. So based on your family group chat, maybe looking at your auntie or your uncle.
Yeah, the rest is still.
you're going, their minges is a lot looser than mine.
Yeah,
and therefore,
mine
has got to be tighter than everyone else's in Oxford.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm the youngest member of the family.
You're not the youngest person in Oxford, though, are you?
Obviously, no. Oxford's a student city. Minges from all over the country and overseas.
All over the world.
Over the world.
Some really academic minges there.
Yeah, but
none of them are as tight as mine.
How tight is yours?
Oh, very tight. So, you know, I'm...
Can I give you an example?
Yeah.
I've got a 2-litre bottle of fizzy pop.
Okay.
Yeah? Nope. It's not been opened. And I'm trying to open it, and it's the plastic's hurting my hand now. It's that tightly on. I turn to you and go, Frank Wiggle, can you open that for me, please? Do you even try with your hands, or is it straight into your minge?
It is straight into the minge, yeah.
So my worry is...
There's no denying it.
Surely you've got to try that with your hands first.
No.
Just to see.
You've got to need my strength.
I guess my question is...
My minge doesn't get used much.
Would that lid even fit in there?
The Rizzler in, mate.
Yeah, that would fit in there.
So it's not incredibly tight then?
Oh, no.
Don't
start going on about my... Look,
you brought it up.
You're travelling the
I'm
country.
Going on all the podcasts. Don't start talking about it.
Only I can talk about it. Look, my minge...
Yeah.
Frank, what podcasts have you been on?
That's a good question.
Just a lot of
you've been
like
on like Father
starters.
Like Son, haven't you? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How was that?
Really good, actually. Really good.
Did they get to see your minge?
I did have to get the minge out.
You had to, is that right?
I had to.
Did they do like an interpretive dance
just
of your minge?
They didn't believe that my minge was the tightest.
Well, I mean, we're clearly not sure.
Yeah, we wouldn't mind a little peek. I don't know about you, Tom.
I don't want to
for episode one of a new podcast,
but
so obviously
is it
a
bold fanny?
Yes, very clean.
Oh. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean clean.
But I am 16.
No.
Frank.
Jesus Christ.
Frank.
That's not a funny joke, Frank.
Get out, Frank. Frank, get out. Fuck off.
I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel safe.
I mean, it's an improvement for you.
16, too old, man. probably
got 10 years of the Rizzler before that.
we didn't even question his bow tie.
It's just Mr. Wiggle for you, you know. He calls himself Mr. Wiggle and he's 16. Anyway, sorry about that, guys.
Oh, that's not good.
Could we have some Tom Looney, please?
Yeah.
Looney. What's the looniest thing you've done recently?
The looniest thing I've done recently?
Have you ever done a balloon?
No, I used to do a few poppers back in the day.
Yeah,
everyone was doing poppers for a while.
Back in the day.
From Afflex.
Makes your bum open, doesn't it?
Yeah, but at the time it was just, you know, it was just
fine.
House parties, you know, just do some poppers, you know. It would just give you, it just made you feel a bit like.
It was weird, yeah, they are weird. Yeah.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Poppers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You into poppers?
No, not really.
Charles played to you now, isn't it?
I don't do poppers anymore.
You do? My dad said you fucked him good and proper.
Yeah, but then that would mean he would have the poppers, wouldn't he?
No, it was me.
No, is it? Is it,
I like my own bum to be loose when I do this.
You know?
Like popper.
Is it my popper, my dad?
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, this is a first class degree comedy here, and then I'm questioning.
Do you know what? I'm still in shock from Mr. Wiggle, to be honest with you.
I'm still in shock from the Rizzler, but I've moved on.
I've done I carried on with my Reddit thread.
Reddit thread?
Yeah, just as well. There's a few different threads. Looking at threads. Workplace dramas.
What threads
still?
Are you buying a lot at the moment, guys?
There's a few fun ones here.
Has the Cube ever had any workplace dramas?
Yeah.
Like maybe the main person having sex with a runner?
That's not happened. We have had someone get fingered on the stairs, though.
What, it's part of the Cube?
No, it wasn't like a... Wasn't
you have 5 minutes.
It's amazing how many poo stories there are.
In this podcast?
Yeah. So, I mean, this is obviously... We're halfway down the thread here.
Frank
so.
Wiggles never pooed.
Similar thing. When I worked at Aviva, it's following on from something. People kept... Someone kept defecating in the middle of the floor in the toilets, then smearing it everywhere. Had a meeting to ask the person to stop or others to dob in if they knew it was. Suddenly no more poo-casso.
That's got to be a lie.
Yeah. Honestly...
What do you mean, honestly?
Like, I can't believe how much...
Oh, it's from your account.
And there's this, what the fuck is it about, shit on the walls that some people just do it. Had it at my halls at uni. The weirdest thing, there was a full investigation, cleaners strike and everything. I've made a bit of a mess when I've been bladdered before, but shit on the walls always seems so deliberate.
I went into the toilet once. Somebody had put a San Miguel glass into the toilet and shat in it.
Oh, my Lord.
And you think, what are you doing?
Someone offers a bit of light. Well, tries to shed some light on it.
Do you reckon they spotted the beer in the toilet and went, "Oh no!" And then they've been drinking poo all day.
That's there.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to send it to SNL. That's good.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, do it. I think you should chase up on it. To be honest,
chasing status. Anyway, Tom, more poo stories, please.
Please.
Is there any non-poo ones? I like.
You like the non-poo?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've got. Let's have a look. I do have some non-poo.
Right. Can you get a mullet, please?
Yeah.
Let me screw a mullet.
Well, you got the back. I reckon that because you've got got really strong hair at the back.
Yeah man.
I would just leave the back.
Just grow.
I reckon a beard and just the back. That is a hell of a look.
Yeah.
What a statement piece.
God, it's just risky though, isn't it?
Maybe shave the sides and the top, but just leave like one little piece of your braid.
A fade there. And then maybe a little fringe. Get rid of this middle part and then a mullet.
Did you hairspray this morning?
I did, yeah.
Stop hairspraying.
My hair was wet, so
you can't. Hairspray is the last thing you should be using.
Really? But if I don't, it will just go all floppy and flat.
I hate to point out to you, right? It's gone floppy and flat, my G.
Yeah.
What did you picture your hair to look like?
I don't really know.
A little short one, but this is fun. The day someone left a handbook of people's salaries in the photocopier. By the end of the day, it resulted in two resignations, a physical fight, and very soon a divorce.
Wow, a divorce.
This one's... Oh, that's a long one about Al-Qaeda. Get rid of that.
I wonder what their workplace is.
Channel 5 did a caught-on-camera TV show at the Chester Races. My work had sponsored it, so we got loads of free tickets. Pretty much everyone from work was at the races that night, and some featured heavily at the show. There was a wee cam section of the show where the police were stopping people and fining them for pissing on the church wall in the park. Three people were featured getting tickets, including one female manager who fell over whilst pissing and was filmed covered in her own urine.
Oh.
One female manager got super drunk, and there was a feature of her lying down, drunk, falling over, and assaulting a volunteer.
Jesus.
One guy's in the background of a nightclub fight kissing someone who wasn't his wife, who also works at the company and stayed home with the kids. I had a slight workplace drama.
Where's this? I could
probably talk about this. I don't want to get into, you know.
Was it long ago?
No, not too long ago. But it's not that crazy. It's a classic, you know, just people cracking on in work. But I observed...
As in doing the job?
Yeah, cracking on with each other.
Stephen. Oh, no!
But I observed something. I just happened to see it just in the corner of the room.
Me and Ethan just fucking...
Two people sharing a...
Smearing poo on the wall.
Stealing a kiss, as you do.
Stealing.
Yeah.
Stealing in the workplace.
Nice. Oh. Put your hands out the kitty.
We've all done it.
Her name's Alan. Thanks, Ethan.
That's good.
Yeah. Thanks, Max.
Anything?
What? No. I missed it.
No, I said get your hands out the kitties and steal them from the workplace.
Oh.
And then I went, her name's Alan. And then Max and Ethan laughed loudly. Ryan didn't really give me much.
Yeah, sorry. I was quite
yeah. Yeah.
So you saw two people just making out at work?
Well, just a little kiss. Anyway, I don't really want to get involved in any drama.
Especially not in a primary school.
No, of course. None of my business. Well, I was your boyfriend. So, flash forward to the work's due. I've had a few San Miguel's. And just, you know, swapping stories. I stupidly said, oh, you know, you never guess what I see.
Oh.
You know. Told someone. Anyway.
And then you have the worry of them telling someone else.
Yeah, anyway. Fucking manager of the office finds out, decides to confront the person. Obviously, she just denies it.
Mm.
But it's a very public denial, and then I just have to kind of take my medicine and just be the boy who lied.
Oh.
At least you took your medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And very, you know, important. you can sleep with a clean conscience.
Yeah.
Maybe not that night, you're still maybe a bit angsty.
Well, annoying. I was like, oh,
I would have stood up, I would have said, no, you fucking did it.
No, I wasn't gonna be there. I was leaving.
Yeah.
Were you leaving?
Yeah.
And then you go, look, I've got photographic evidence. And then they go, that's a picture of someone on the toilet. Not that one.
That's another picture.
That's you on the toilet.
Did we ever share that picture of me at the dentist's? Did I do that on the podcast?
Do it on the Patreon.
On the Patreon, oh,
there
yeah.
We got him.
There we got him. That's a story and a half.
We've
that's
just
a
made
good,
£4.
That's a good story.
Yes.
We haven't put it to the max.
Oh.
And it's one that was written in on the Patreon. So, Tom, do you want to do the honours?
This one at the bottom here. Hi up, lads. It's Darren Crispy. Big fan of the poddy.
Oh, Dazza.
I've got a problem and I need my boy's help. My brother is sleeping with my wife. There I am doing our graph up local kids club 7 days a week, and I came home after one of the little nuggets did a crisp poo on me night predators. Walk through door, see me brother jumping away on me wife like he's searching for treasure. Help me out, boys. I'm lost. What do I do? Ree!
That was Jim Carrey there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who?
Yeah. That's one of the patrons who'd done that. That is,
fair play.
I haven't actually read it through. I just saw they sent in a thing.
Nice.
So I didn't actually pay attention to what happened there. So he's working at the kids' club, and he's come home.
The kids shat on his shirt.
One of the little nuggets has done a poo on his night predators.
And he's come home and found his brother.
And when you've got a nice pair of night predators, you don't really poo on them.
Yeah. Probably wouldn't wear something called predators to a kids' school.
It wasn't a school.
It was a club.
Yeah.
Club?
Yeah. Kids very club different worse. Vibe, mate.
Yeah. I don't even know what are
the guy who wants to have sex with the Rizzler is putting fingers.
No sex involved.
What is it then?
We did everything but
everything in his butt.
Don't do that. Don't do that. What is that? You can't do that, man. Great question. And I'm sure it will be answered with all the grace and decorum that we can.
So we need a brother, a wife, someone who's the husband, another brother.
Yeah.
And then, I guess a son or something.
Yeah.
Or a daughter, you know. Anyone want to take any parts?
I can be a little son.
Yeah.
Wait, so we got the main guy, his wife, his brother, and his little kid.
I think you should be the brother.
The brother?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you should be the wife,
and I'm the brother.
You're the one.
Am I the brother, and you're the wife?
You're the one with poo on your shoe, perhaps.
You're Darren Criss.
Oh, so you're the brother. Sorry, go ahead.
You're the evil brother.
Yeah, that's fine. I can play that.
Yeah,
and I'm the wife.
Yeah, you're just getting ploughed.
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, shit.
Dinner's ready.
Had enough of shit.
Dinner's ready.
How's your day been?
Why are you speaking to him? We're still making love.
Daddy's home.
What are you doing here?
Hang on, son. Right. Let me just check on your mum.
You need to shut. You need to shut up.
Uncle Derek's here.
John. Melanie.
Hello. Give me 5 more minutes.
I'll give you 0, you prats. Why are you making love in front of our Jasper here?
Well, I won't lie to you. He just came in.
Yeah, so have you.
Okay, yeah, well.
On your way.
Johnny's got a Johnny, as I like to say.
Wait, am I actually getting ploughed here? What is going on?
Don't play dumb. Can you not feel it?
Don't play
You're
dumb,
so
Melanie.
Confused.
Don't play dumb.
Are we the ones that have just been making love?
Bro, I'm up to me nuts and guts here, and you're saying that you can't feel it?
Can't believe you, Melanie.
Sorry.
What do you mean, sorry, love?
I've been here for half an hour. Are you putting a shift in?
Half an hour?
You're actually doing anything back there.
I get Valentine's Day and that's it. Half an hour he's been here.
You've had your ankles up to your ears.
I'm a busy woman.
Bloody hell.
Well, you haven't been for last hour. You've been lying about.
Sorry about this, Jasper. I know your uncle normally only visits to look at the posters of the Rizzlers you have on the wall.
I don't know why I just don't get my own.
Yeah, it makes sense.
At this point,
isn't it? Wanking in your nephew's bloody bedroom.
Yeah.
Melanie, what?
Yeah. Sorry, you weren't supposed to be here.
Sorry.
Obviously, you weren't supposed to be
doesn't
here.
Cut it.
Well,
never mind. Sorry, I wasn't supposed to be here. Sorry for fucking my brother.
Yeah, well, that as well.
As well.
The thing I'm most annoyed about is that you're able to have a conversation whilst I'm still ploughing you.
Oh.
Are you not getting anything out of this?
Clearly not.
I feel nothing.
We've been doing this for months. Have you just not been aware?
What does that make you then?
Well, I'm just as annoyed as you are.
Don't
In fact, I'm probably
it.
More annoyed.
How dare you? You got your shoes on in my bloody bedroom. Get them off. You've got everything else off.
I had to take my trousers off and put them back on.
No wonder you've been gone for half an hour. You haven't even started, you moron.
I had to get your boy to put them on for me.
Oh, no.
Never mind that.
I've just given you something. I've noticed my phone's
Jasper,
going
Jasper,
off.
How long have you been in the bedroom for? Oh, who's this?
Sorry.
No, who is that?
This is my wife.
What? Why are you getting jealous of him?
Well, I didn't know he was married.
We're family, Melanie.
Why are you annoyed that I'm cheating on my wife?
Barbecued.
When you're cheating on your husband.
You're having an affair, Melanie. I can do it.
You can't, Melanie.
I can.
To be fair,
I'll take the boy and I'll leave.
Feeling left out.
Actually, no, I'll stay. You two leave.
You've got
you're
shit
right,
on
mate.
Your shoe.
Yeah, I do have shit on my shoe.
Yeah, that's why I've
I'll have some more
it.
After kicking your ass. Sorry, Jasper, I shouldn't be reacting like this, but it's just the last thing I wanted to see when I got in.
I'm 25 years old.
Stool on me, night predators.
Why have you got pictures of the Rizzler in your room? Oh, guys, I'm done. That's me done.
Yeah.
Great.
Can I get a wet wipe?
I think we got
dripping
that.
Down yep. his leg, seeping into his my protein socks.
There's not that much of it anymore.
Melanie, I'm right. leaving you. I'll be honest, this is the tip of the iceberg. You look a fucking state.
Oh, well, I've just been ploughed, that's why.
No, it's not. First thing in the morning, last thing in the evening. You look shit, love. I'm not even bothered. More fool you for banging her, mate. More fool you.
You should see my bloody wife.
Why is she bloody?
Just... She keeps cutting herself on all the cling film.
Yeah. You two are as bad as each other.
I'm not bad.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a bloody look at me. I'm a stud.
Why, you're a bloody look at you. You've been cling filmed. I feel like the spark's coming back, Melanie, don't you? Come on.
Can we just tag you in?
Let's show Jasper how it's done.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh.
I just saw myself out in the corner.
What?
I just
Shook
saw
yourself.
Well, I'd try. Bloody try.
Oh, why is it bloody?
I bit it back. And
why are you cling filming your penis? I mean, if you bite it, you can surely suck it, can't you?
Yeah, who knows what
you
got?
If you can bite your penis, you can suck your penis, sure.
No, I've got like
I've got like a chin that sort of juts out a bit.
Yeah.
So there's no suction involved. It's just a bit of cutting.
Well, that's our look, isn't it?
Yeah, big, you know, chins. Some people like,
you know what they say about boys with big chins?
I'm not a boy, I'm a man.
Awful families. Anyway, yeah. Anonymous, hopefully that helps you. Didn't even touch on the kids' club.
No.
Don't let you, don't just, let your brother go.
Just shit on his shoes throughout there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? You know what? Yeah. I guess some things are bigger than poo. Anyway, guys, I think it's been another episode.
Yes.
We've got to go and film some great camping now.
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah. Oh, can we just keep doing the podcast?
Oh. This one's special. This is just a 2-hour special. I've been joined by Ryan Locke.
Ryan.
Tom Looney.
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 Looney. Looney.
Max Smut.
Me.
Cheers, guys.
Ethan James over in the corner.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Well done, Ethan. Yeah. And hopefully next week we'll have some sour spray for you.
Oh, that'll be delightful.
Mm. Yes.
What a treat.
It is.
Yeah, for some.
It is. And of course, we also had the great rapping of me in New York. Editing the laughs there, please. Stay safe. Stay humble. Bye.
Bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.